Hello, I'm Shona Cook, and this is an extract from my story, Last Hurrah. Doris wound the window down and let the candy wrapper flutter from her fingers as the car sped along the narrow road. She disapproved of littering, but didn't think it mattered now, with the world about to end. She took the curves at crazy speeds, flung the heavy DeSoto into every bend, and punched the gas pedal on the exits, feeling the power flow from her feet. Her fingers tensed on the large, leather-bound steering wheel. She'd always been a careful driver. What a monumental waste. Her heart thudded along with the growling engine's throb. Despite the imminence of civilization's fall, she couldn't fight the grin that stretched her new rouged lips. The wind from the cracked window mussed the May West waves in hair she'd never before dared bleach. Errant gusts twitched the hem of the dress she'd saved for special. Precious nylons rendered her calves deliciously silky as the skirt flicked against them. She looked $1 million. It was a shame she'd left it so late. Pop would be mad about her taking his car, but he was away on business. She'd been alone when she heard the news and knew at once what she had to do. Left the wireless blaring its horrors and got herself licked into tip-top shape. Dashed out to the garage, handbag bulging with Pop's emergency cash hoard. If this wasn't an emergency, she didn't know what was. The DeSoto's headbeams merged with gaudy lights from a roadside diner. The town that followed was clad in Halloween finery. Carved pumpkins glowed in porches. The crisp air was singed with burnt sugar and stark trees bedecked with ribbons. Only October 30th, but a Sunday was better for celebrating. Playful rites to deter visits from angry spirits. Little did these innocents know the vengeful horde was massing already in Grover's Mill. Doris slewed the car into a parking place outside the liquor store. Not much of a drinker, and it showed, she was sure, as she scanned the shelves for something suitable. American bourbon and French champagne. Never tried either. Selected 2 bottles of each, then drummed her shiny talons on the counter in the manner of an RKO starlet she admired, while the owner advised her on a starter pack of cigarettes. She went for lucky strikes in the hope they'd be an omen. Nearly forgot to buy matches, but the man took in her purchases, her attire, winked lasciviously and threw in a box for free. Ordinarily, she'd have been mortified, blushed to her toes and insisted on paying. Tonight, she blew him an airy kiss and sashayed out with a spring in her step. She had bigger fish to fry.